Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki is a great member of our Brain Trust, one of the world's experts on career development, author of five books, at least five, maybe even six. I don't know, because she's got a new one here called Live Like a Millionaire Without Having to Be One, but she also wrote Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. And I know you can relate to that title. And she's our good friend, Vicki Oliver. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you.
So, one of the things you've got on your mind today is a little bit of research, I think, on what it takes to really get ahead the right way at work. Talk to us about that.
Right. So, my research has been inspired by somebody who's very, very ancient in our minds, a person named Dale Carnegie.
Uh-huh.
And Dale Carnegie wrote in the 1930s, actually, during the Great Depression. And basically, he said that it's always good to show interest in the other person. There are two tenets. One is to show interest in the other person, and the other is to express appreciation. So I have looked into those aspects, and I have some thoughts on that.
All right, let's talk about that.
Okay, so
it sounds like some of the stuff you learn in kindergarten, right?
Yes, I mean some of the stuff is so obvious, in my opinion. It's so obvious, but people don't act that way.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, because it may be obvious to me and you, but I don't think that everybody out there knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you haven't been told, I think that today the millennial generation is a little bit different because they have grown up behind a computer screen. And I think that makes their interactions with actual live human beings strange.
And there's irony in the middle of all that, Vicki. And here's if I can share that with you. I've noticed this, and perhaps you have too. One of the things, when I start talking about millennials, and I do talk about them, I know about them. I've employed them. They're all around me for years now.
Right.
I mean, for 10 years at least.
Got it.
And so I'm always trying to point out to them some things that they need to do to fix some things. But the first thing I say is they're probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're wonderful human beings.
Right. I don't want to paint anybody with a wide brush.
Because of the way they've raised and because of their environment, they come across as unfeeling.
Yes.
And that's something they need to think about. Go ahead.
Right. I have a great actual perfect example, something that happened like this week. So somebody wants me to write a recommendation, a college recommendation for their child. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who I've never met, incidentally.
Right. Wow.
Okay. And then I always tell the parents, like, I don't want to interact with the parents. I just want to get to know their kid or I won't do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have this email correspondence going on with this very young woman. You know, she's 17, actually. She's a little younger than the millennials. And then in the middle of it, she drops the communication entirely with me.
Wow.
And then when her parents urge her to come back online with me, you know, which is several weeks later, she says, oh, sorry, you know, it's been a whirlwind of, she's been in a whirlwind, you know what I mean? And it's that kind of sort of, I think there's some narcissism there,
right.
You know,
she's
sort of trying to impress me, but she's just talking about herself.
But see, I've got kids around me that when they behave like that, when you call them on it, they don't realize they're being a jerk.
Right.
And it actually hurts their feelings to think that they've done that.
Right.
That's my point. They don't realize, oftentimes, they don't realize they're being jerks.
Right.
And so that's the irony of the whole thing.
It is. I know. It's just a bizarre thing.
So it impacts them. It holds them back at work, doesn't it?
It does, because people feel underappreciated. They just feel like, why am I bothering to try to teach you? Why am I bothering to try to mentor you if you're just going to sort of be like that and not appreciate me back? Mm-hmm. It's just a bizarre thing. So my rules, my little codes are just things to keep in mind when you're dealing with people, because all businesses are people businesses.
Well, when I speak to young people and I'm going, you know, I'm expecting the eye rolling thing. When I speak to colleges and high schools, kids like that, one of the things I always tell them is, I say, learn how to demonstrate, not just be, but to demonstrate gratitude.
Right.
It's important, isn't it?
Yes. It's one of those bizarre aspects, I think, that we're not thanking people enough. We don't do that.
Right. In our businesses, we don't.
And it's so simple to thank people. Drop them a note, drop them an email, tell them just in person that you appreciate them.
There are a few more magical words. Maybe I love you is stronger than thank you, but that's the only three I can think of. What do you think?
People really enjoy being appreciated. And if you're a boss and you employ people, sometimes just showing appreciation can actually save you money in terms of giving out raises. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, people prefer, it's like equal, how much they like a raise and how much they like appreciation. So sometimes if you can't give them a raise, giving them a lot of appreciation will help you.
Right. But I've done something nice for one of my employees before over the years, and more than one of them, and I didn't expect them to build a shrine to me.
Right.
But I would have appreciated a thank you.
Right.
And guess what they said to me?
What?
Oh, cool. That was their response. Oh, cool.
Right.
Well, that doesn't make me want to do it again.
Right. It's interesting because sometimes, I guess, putting myself in their shoes, they may see it as a compliment, and sometimes it's hard to accept compliments. But even whether it's a compliment that you're receiving or just plain appreciation, it's just great to say thank you.
Yep.
And then to show appreciation, it's just great to say thank you. It's just two words. Thank you.
And believe it or not, this stuff we're talking about, folks, is integral building blocks to your career, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
This is not just about making the boss feel better. This connects to your future, doesn't it?
It shows that you have grace. It shows that you can be trusted with clients.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I need a website, Vicki, quickly.
Oh, it's VickiOliver.com. VickiOliver.com.
Check it out, folks. Live like a millionaire without having to be one is her new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.